Let's have. All right, so just gonna minimize. Won't let me drop my browser. There we go. Okay. Now these are different things that I saw that I kind of. Well, you know what I do. During the week, I go ahead and I just kind of keep watching stuff. This one I thought was just pretty freaking funny. let me go ahead and bring it up. I'm going to drop this into the chat room so everybody can kind of follow along. The title of this particular... Did I follow the chat room again? Oh, there it is. I'm not sure if that came out or not. It is called... Exorcism. Are you ready for this? Exorcism... can cure people of the gay.
The gay.
So I'm just going to whip through here a little bit, just read you different smits and parts of it. And Brian Fisher is the public face for the certified anti-gay hate group American Family Association. Fisher also falsely states that the... did I start in the middle of the article to read it to you?
Nope.
He also states that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention... states that homosexuals live 20 years less than heterosexuals. Fisher refers to what he's referring to, of course, is HIV/AIDS can shorten the life of anyone, not just gay people, especially without proper medical treatment. Fisher doesn't mention that at all. Does he believe in all LGBT people have HIV and AIDS? It's just, again, this dude said... what did he say? Pacman then brings up the former Navy chaplain, Gordon, I can't remember to pronounce this last name. He interviewed him, who claims that exorcism can cure gay people of homosexual demons.
Demons,
yeah.
Oh, and homosexuals.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Fisher agrees because there are, you know, spiritual forces at work, apparently, according to the article. Which means, of course, that Fisher apparently believes that a satanic spirit is the cause of homosexuality. So, which, of course, means presumably thinks that all guys are devils. So this is all in this article. I read basically verbatim. What do you think about that? I wonder if I'm able to actually play this clip.
What do I think?
Correction. I am for homosexuals. I am against homosexuality, because I think homosexual behavior destroys the lives and the health of homosexuals. Because
I know it, and to remind our audience,
because yes. I'm for them, I want to see them get free of this lifestyle because I think it's killing them.
Of course. So just to remind our audience, in past interviews, you've said everything from the rectal wall is one cell thick. That's kind of a favorite among our audience from when you were on the show.
Wow.
You said lesbians have tons of abortions, even though we weren't really able to identify how they're getting pregnant. You've said that you are with the gay porn stars on condom usage. And you also have indicated, what was the other one? You've also indicated that gay people have, is it like a 20-year shorter lifespan or something?
Well, yeah, that's not my information. That was just released, I think, by the Centers for Disease Control.
Wow.
They were looking at the fact that there is an impact on longevity from HIV/AIDS. It can cut up to 2 decades off of a homosexual's life. That's why I'm against homosexual behavior. I think it's bad for people.
Okay.
And they ought to be
warned. So is smoking, drinking.
I'm going to pause this right here. Now, my question is, how can you be for homosexuals, but you're not for homosexual behavior? Isn't that all the same?
Like, no, because he's okay if you're a homosexual being,
yes,
as long as you do not act upon
your desire,
yeah. You know, and it's like homosexual live 20 years less than, wow.
Well, that's what he's saying. That's what they're saying. That was quoted from the Disease Control Center, basically. Yeah.
Most HIV people will probably
outlive. He's a damn nut job. Yeah, pretty much.
And most gay people who are HIV positive will probably outlive most regular people because they've changed their way of living. They take care of their health. They hopefully practice safe sex, proper nutrition. They know what's happened to their body, and their body is their kingdom. So now they're taking care of themselves a bit better for the
I would
most
think
part.
That the most part they are, yes.
You know? So it's like, and I mean, really? I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's just kind of like I said, I saw these things, and I like to bring them up because they're just so fucking absurd. Here's another one that I just like because I like naked people. So this is naked AIDS activists arrested after protesting in John Boehm's office. Basically, what this is about is he was budget cuts towards AIDS. So men and women both took off all their clothes, and they had sparkly, you know, AIDS kills and this, that, and the other thing decorated on themselves, and they got naked in his damn office. They chanted, "Act up, fight back, fight AIDS, boner, boner, don't be a dick, budget cuts will make us sick." and there's a couple photos. I actually posted the link. You know what? I'm going to say, this is a quote. "When you strip away the rhetoric of the fiscal cliff that and the grant bargain, you will see that these terms are way too thinly veiled draconian budget cuts that will leave millions around the world with absolutely nothing." That was quoted to Queerosity. What do we think about them all getting naked in this guy's office? Yes, I mean, he is saying about budget cuts towards, you know, helping with AIDS and everything else, but now is this the kind of stuff that we want to do? Is this how we want to be represented?
Well, sometime you need to take, how do you say it? Not tragic, but dramatic.
Yes.
Step to bring attention to. It got the attention.
Right.
Got the media around. Yeah, why not?
So, okay.
Were they having sex in front of the guy? Were they? No, they just brought the attention to it. Why not?
Well, there were... Isn't this kind of, though, going back to everybody saying, like, well, you know what, why do you guys have to have gay pride? We don't have straight pride. And why, when you go to the gay pride parade, are there so many fucking naked people there? Like, you know what? Is this presenting a more overtly sexual and just so far left field that some people are going to have difficulty relating?
But at the same time, I think it makes you pay attention. And then hopefully they've had the chance to deliver the information once they got the attention across. Do I believe it's the right thing all the time? No, it's not. But shock value, we've known through the years.
When does the shock value stop? It stops being shocking after how many times, though?
Well, it worked.
Well, no, it was one small paper that I found that, and it didn't work, right? Well, I mean, it wasn't across the news all over the place, was it? No.
I don't know. I mean, you know, at the time, sometime you think it's the right thing to do. You know, I'm sure if somebody else would have come up with a better thing to do, maybe they would have gone with it. But
right.
They didn't. So I don't know.
All right. So that's the chat room. What do you guys think? Quite honestly, somebody says it's dramatic. I'm sorry. I want to misquote you, Pup. Sometimes you need to make dramatic examples to get one's point across. I truly agree with that. But this is my question to the chat room, to all our listeners, is, you know what, when is, like, you know, Sir Mark was saying, the shock value ends after you've seen it 14 times or 10 times or 4 times, right? What would be a more effective way at this point?
Every situation is different. I mean, they were just talking slightly different subject. Madonna at every show that she does now.
Okay.
Well, no, she
I
does.
Just trying to, I just, I wasn't
she
exactly
does
going
the
there.
Same thing. She right. gets undressed and she has a tattoo of a message on her back.
Is she butt ass naked?
Basically, yeah. She's in her like little lingerie and her boobies right out.
Okay.
And they've talked about it. Well, you know, at 55 years old, is it enough for Madonna? But again, everywhere she's gone, it's brought attention.
So what are the messages?
Gay rights to...
Is it always gay rights?
No, feminists, really good stuff. And you have to appreciate it that, you know, she could lose quite a bit, but still she's at a point in her life, she could.
What could she lose?
People won't buy some of her tickets.
If they're already there, then...
The next show, publicity, is it always good publicity, bad or not?
That's an age-old argument.
It is. You know, it is and stuff. But, I mean, she's done stuff when she was, Israel, I think she did. And she did one of the slogan, I think it was, and stuff. And it did bring a whole bunch of attention. And she spoke on the media after that. She goes, the reason I do this is because I have 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people's attention at that moment in time. And if I can stop you for 1 second and make you think that you have a choice in what you can believe and you can do something about it, I've done my job. And you have to decide, is that right for you? Maybe it's not, but if you think it is at the time, good for you.
Okay.
Not everybody chooses to go that way. Some people like to write letters. You know, they like to contact their MPs and so forth. Some people like to get naked or write something on their back.
I just like getting naked in general, so.
I know. So do I.
I know, but not right now. Okay, and going back to this, the one little article that we were just discussing. So there was, as I was saying, there was men and women all in this, at this protest and such. Now, there was some arrests, and what I find absolutely hysterical is all the arrests were women. None of the men were arrested.
Wow.
So, I don't know exactly know what that says. What, did this guy want, like, the naked guys left in his office? And on that note, we're going to go to a quick commercial.